Our morning team show. It's WSGW and you. At 8:26, Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you.
Playing a little 90125.
That's right, the album.
Nice.
I know it's one of Art Lewis's favorite albums that you're enjoying this morning, Art. Good morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning.
Art,
by the way, don't blame your computer for the failure. It was my fat finger that accidentally hit a button.
We figured as much, Art.
But I'll take responsibility, you see?
Thank you for doing so.
That's quite all right, quite all right.
So why are we playing a little prog rock here today?
Well, because a good tune.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were just talking last hour about the death of Andy Fletcher from Depeche Mode?
Yes, yes.
Drummer Alan White has passed away.
Why am I missing? Wow.
Another drummer.
Yeah, well, these things
must
are just
be
kind
something
of
in the water.
Just coming forth. He was 72 years old, says he died yesterday at his home near Seattle.
Mm.
Which is, you know, we just the other day used Yes as a wake-up song to celebrate the birthday of the original drummer, Bill Bruford.
Oh,
and
right.
Bill
yes.
left.
Yep.
Alan White took over.
Took over, okay.
In fact, Bill was only with the group for the first few years. There was a lot of success in the first few years, but then Alan White took over, and he was on stage with them for all the rest of their recordings, including what we were just talking about with the album and where the song Owner of a Lonely Heart came from.
Huh.
I didn't know this, too. It says, aside from playing with Yes, apparently his other claim to fame was playing drums on John Lennon's Imagine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
That's what it says here. Yep. Yeah. Well,
he had some big gigs.
He did, indeed. Also says he also always wore shorts on stage because by the end of the night he was drenched with sweat because he played with
believe
such
that.
Passion.
I can believe that.
He worked hard, eh?
He did. So that's unfortunately why we played that.
He also played with, let's see, I had it right here, also with George Harrison as
oh,
well.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. Joe Cocker. Mm. Well, okay,
why didn't you replace Ringo Starr?
Oh, on that note,
goodbye, Art.
I'll come back to you
after
8:30 news.
Bye-bye.